All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, last night, I watched the Republican gubernatorial debate. And I got to tell you, Timothy Ratman, Ratham sounded reasonable at times. He really did. And he sounded like a guy that you can have a reasonable conversation with, unlike Rebecca Clefish. Tim, what's the guy's name? Tim Michaels, you know. So I'm listening to Rebecca Clefish at every turn. She reminds me of a pit bull, you know. It's going to be, she's got an answer to everything, and every answer is absolutism, and I've got it figured out, and I know how it works, and if I'm your next governor, I'm going to do this. I stood up to, you know, all of those teachers. I stood up to the bullies. I did this. I did that, and I'm going to do this, and if you elect me, I'll get it all done because I know what's best for everybody, and I'm the person that you should support because I'm Rebecca Clefish, and I've been around, and I've done this, and I've got an answer to every question, a pet answer. And by the way, did I tell you I'm Rebecca Clefish? Did I tell you that I was the lieutenant governor under Scott Walker, and we stood up to the teachers union, and we did this, and we did that? Hey, wait a minute, Becky. You didn't stand up to anything. You were the lieutenant governor. You know, you weren't running anything. Stop trying to mislead people that you were in control of what was going on with Scott Walker when he was in charge. Some of us know the damage that Scott Walker did during his time. And since you're tied to the hip of then Governor Scott Walker, you are proud of those decisions that he made that many of us deplore. Deplored it then, deplored now. For you to somehow think that you can, you know, straighten out your spine and stand erect and say that all the decisions that we made during Scott Walker's tenure was so great and included most people and was right for the citizens of the state, that's reason enough that you should vote for me today. The answer to that is not. No. Some of us who were awake during those 8 years of you and Scott Walker, we never want to see you again. We don't want to see you around the governor's mansion. Not you. Because we know who you are. We know what floats your boat. We know that what you are after is power and fame. And just to hear somebody who's got all the answers, listen, nobody has all the answers. Nobody's that smart, including you, Becky. You know, you're not. You know, you've been at this and building your dowry and all of those things. First one in the race. You know, you want to let people know just how tough you are on everything. You've got all the answers. You don't have them. And I listened. I honestly listened. And if there was a choice, and if I was voting in the Republican primary, and my choice was Timothy Ratham or Becky Clefish, and I was a Republican, I would vote for Timothy Ratham. He his answers were thought through. They weren't pat answers like Becky gave. You know, they've tutored her. And she wanted to just let you know, I'm going to be as tough as Donald Trump. Make me your governor and I'll show you what I'm going to do. That's not how it's going to work, Becky. You know, whether it's you, whether it's Tim Michael, who's a great businessman, who has done all of these great things and made all of this money, and, you know, vote for me because I'm rich. Vote for me because never mind that I've never been involved in government on any level. Never mind that I really don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Well, I think we need to get rid of Milwaukee Public Schools, and then we'll just give the choice schools and the private schools. We'll let them, make their decisions on how children should be educated. Never mind that they don't have the regulations that happen in the public school systems, you know, because you believe, again, and somebody has buttered your bread, that the answers to all these things are that simplistic. They're not. So, you know, the one person that made sense to me on that stage was Timothy Ratham, and he showed some thought and compassion that they weren't pat answers. Our phone lines are open as always at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Did you watch the debates last night, as I did? And I ran them back to see if, in fact, what I heard was altogether what I heard. And yes, they were. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuning into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Nothing. It's been so.